Daisy was here. Daisy, with her large teeth and her honking laugh, had become something of a mother figure to me, though she had no children of her own. It was Daisy who had encouraged my nursing ambitions.
"Something solid and useful to go back to when the war is over."
And Daisy, who, when I was accepted at St. Thomas's, took me up to Garold's to buy dresses and aprons, the navy blue suit and little hat. Daisy, who looked endearingly like an overgrown schoolgirl, had, before the war, run an orphanage in Bombay. She'd written books and political pamphlets, and, during the war, she'd come home to manage the farm, which had been requisitioned by MI6 and become a boisterous dorm for a caste of artists, bohemians, and academics. I'd spent as much of my hospital leaves as I could down here, and when I'd listened to Daisy debating with the clever men around the kitchen table, I'd realised that she was their equal in intelligence and bravery. I couldn't wait to see her. The porch light went on as we approached the house. Daisy, wearing a man's coat and galoshes, dashed out, shouting to the driver, "Where? Where?" An old hunting cry to warn us of a new and enormous pothole in the drive. She flung her arms around my mother. "Glory, how wonderful to see you!" Which made me happy. I wanted other people to love my mother, even when I couldn't. I buried my face in the old tweed coat. Daisy said the drive was so dangerous now, it was safer to walk the last 100 yards.
"Would you mind frightfully carrying their cases to the house?" she asked the driver. "Oh, aren't you kind?"
He trotted off happily. It was one of Daisy's many gifts to make everyone feel they were an essential part of whatever action they were involved in. Wickham Farm was a handsome 3-storey late Victorian building with low gabled roofs. Tonight, rain had left a halo of mist around it, giving it a ghostly look. Its peeling windows wore a shaggy gown of Virginia creeper, through which 4 faint lights peeped. A horse cantered to the gate to greet Daisy.
"Bert was demobbed after the war."
She rubbed him between the ears.
"His owner was killed, so we bought him for nothing, didn't we, Bert? At the world's largest horse auction, the Elephant and Castle Sale. Half the poor loves go for meat now."
She handed me a piece of bread to give him. I felt the soft velvet of his lips in my hand and saw his dark eyes gleaming in the half-light. I took a deep breath. "I'm so glad to be back, Daisy," I said, with more emotion than I'd intended, because my mother, shivery and taut, was standing beside me.
"We're a job lot at the farm at the moment,"
Daisy said as we crunched up the drive.
"I seem to be running a sort of ex-Raj boarding house. I say, do watch out."
She flashed her torch down another large hole.
"Chi-Chi Mallinson's back from Bombay with her daughter Flora. She's rented the upstairs bedroom. And, of course, Tudor, my half-brother."
My mother's grip tightened on my arm. She'd told me, in a deliberately casual way on the train down, about Tudor, aged 40, old by my standards, unmarried, owner of half the 20-acre farm. Tudor, who we'd never met, and who might, just might, possibly. Well, I knew the rest, because as my mother, an incorrigible matchmaker, never failed to point out, men were a scarce commodity after the war, and I was approaching the fatal abyss of 30, when a woman loses her bloom. "Not you, though, darling. And don't you dare roll your eyes at me. I'm only thinking of you."
"Tudor was at boarding school most of the time I was in India," Daisy continued. "So we're getting to know each other again. We've delayed supper in your honour."
"Sorry if we've held you up," my mother said, on the defensive already.
"Glory!"
Daisy put a steadying hand on her arm.
"I'm just so happy you're here."
The shadowy hall was as I remembered it. The crunchy fur of a lion skin beneath our feet, the severed heads of foxes, deer, a tiger staring coldly down. Daisy's father, a civil servant in Mysore, had been a keen shot. The sweet familiarity of dog smells, bacon, soup, and damp raincoats. "We'll need the smallest room first," my mother told Daisy, whisking me into the downstairs cloakroom. "It won't be a sec."